在我们最近的读经里面我们了解以色列百姓信仰的旅程。
In our recent Bible readings, we are gaining a better understanding of the journey of faith of the Israelites.
就是从埃及地到神所应许的迦南地。
That is their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, Canaan.
那我们不是以色列人，为什么需要读这个历史？
So, Israel, why do we need to read history?
因为从属灵上来讲，我们是神的选民。
Because spiritually, we are chosen people.
因此我们在读以色列民的历史，从属灵上来了解我们的信仰旅程。
And so when we look at the journey of the Israelites, we can reflect upon our own journey.
那在从埃及地到迦南地这一段旅程，圣经里面两次用老鹰来描写他们的旅程。
Twice in the Bible did they record their journey from Egypt to Canaan as if it was like an eagle who stirs up its nest.
那我们就试着来了解这两次用鹰来描写对我们是什么意思。
And so let's take a look at these two instances where this metaphor is used and reflect on how that may be relevant to our own faith.
我们看出埃及记十九章第四。
Let's first turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
请读。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
这个地方神描写说你们看见我好像如鹰将你们背在翅膀上来归我。
Here, the Lord describes how he bore the Israelites on eagle's wings to bring them to himself.
从这个描写我们知道出埃及的整个历史的演变这是神的作为。
And so from this description, we can see that the entire Exodus was a work of God's hands.
所以神说我如鹰然后带你来归我。
And that's why the verse says that what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings to myself.
所以今天我们会信主耶稣这是神的作为。
And so today, the fact that we had come to believe in Jesus, this is a work of God's hands.
所以主耶稣说是我拣选你，不是你拣选我。
Jesus has said before that it is I who have chosen you, not that you have chosen me.
那这里说应将你们背在翅膀上。
Here it describes, I bore you on eagle's wings.
所以以色列百姓好像是小鹰那这个母鹰把小鹰背在翅膀上把它带出埃及。
It's as if the Israelites were egrets and the mother eagle bore the baby eagles upon her wings.
所以我们看在整个出埃及的过程以色列百姓并没有做什么事情。
And so we can see the entire journey as the Israelites left Egypt, they didn't have to put forth much effort.
是神借着摩西去见法老王。
God, through Moses, confronted Pharaoh.
是神用十个灾殃让法老王顺服。
And God brought Pharaoh into submission via 10 plagues.
是神用摩西的杖让红海分开。
And through Moses' staff, God parted the Red Sea.
所以以色列百姓本身并没有做什么。
The Israelites didn't really have to do much as they left Egypt.
啊，这个整个都是神的作为。
But rather, all of it was God's work and arrangement.
那跨过红海，在哥林多前书啊，说就是受洗归的摩西。
And so in 1 Corinthians, it describes that passing through the Red Sea is like being baptized into Moses.
所以摩西就是代表主耶稣。
And so Moses is a prefiguration of our Lord Jesus.
我们有很多人从慕道受洗归入主耶稣，这个中间都是很顺利，都是神的作为。
And so as we came to seek the truth and believed in Jesus and became and baptized, you know, this journey was guided by our Lord.
而且在这个过程当中，有时候常常也看到神很奇妙的作为，让很多的困难消失，我们就能够受洗来归入主。
And we can see through this process that God intervenes and helps resolve any hardships so that we can smoothly come and be baptized and added to his fold.
因此当我们看到一个人受洗的过程我们真的可以看到神的作为，神的荣耀。
And so when we examine the process by which a person comes to be baptized, we can really get a sense for God's glory and his work.
所以以色列百姓跨过红海就满心感谢神，赞美神。
And so when the Israelites cross the Red Sea, their hearts are filled with gratitude and praise toward God.
这是第一个阶段，好像鹰背在翅膀上将他们带来归神。
And so this is the first segment of the process where they're like little egrets that were carried to the Lord on his wings.
但是过了红海以后，现在就进入另外一个阶段。
But after the Israelites passed through the Red Sea, they've entered a new stage of their journey.
我们看《申命记》32章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
申命记的三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
三十二章第十节。
Chapter 32, verse 10.
请。
He found him in a desert. He found.
对，请读。
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
然后十一节。
Verse 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
这个第十节说神遇见他们在旷野。
Verse 10 describes that the Lord encountered or found him in a desert land.
这个就是跨过红海以后这个旷野的旅程。
And so this describes the segment of their journey after they had crossed the Red Sea.
那神怎么看这一群人呢？
What was God's view of this group of people?
如果从埃及法老王看这一群人就是以色列人，就是在做他的奴隶。
From the perspective of Pharaoh, this group of people were the Israelites and who were their slaves and did their hard labor.
所以在埃及整个社会里面当奴隶，这个是最低等的。
And so in the Egyptian society, they were the laborers of the lowest stratus of society.
但是他们在旷野，神怎么看他们？
But while they were in the wilderness, how did God view them?
申命记三十二章第九节说神的份本是他的百姓。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9, it writes, For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
然后雅各是他的产业。
Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
所以神看他的选民就是他的产业。
So God sees his chosen people as his inheritance.
如果我们有一个房子，这个就是我们的产业。
If we have a house, that might be our inheritance.
我们都很爱惜我们的产业，非常的去照顾它。
And we treasure and take good care of our inheritance.
神给我们子女，这也是我们的产业。
God grants us children, and they too are our inheritance.
所以很多的父母非常辛苦的做工啊，就是要照顾他的产业。
And so many parents are very attentive and work very hard to take care of their inheritance.
所以旷野是一群选民啊，是神的产业。
And so the chosen people, as they are in the wilderness, are the Lord's inheritance.
那今天我们受洗就归入主耶稣的名下。
Today we are baptized and we are of Jesus' name.
圣经说我们是重价买来的。
The Bible describes that we were purchased at a great price.
我们信主的过程好像做生意是一种交易。
And our journey of faith might be, it's like a transaction.
本来我们的主人是这个世界是魔鬼。
Our original master is Satan, who ruled the world.
那现在受洗以后我们是属神的。
But after we are baptized, we are now belonging to God.
我们是神的子民。
And we have become God's chosen people.
这是非常尊贵的身份。
So this is a very precious status to be.
那主耶稣付出的赎价就是他的宝血。
And so the price that was paid for us to redeem us was Jesus' blood.
所以主耶稣看我们非常的宝贵，如他自己的生命一样。
And so the Lord Jesus views us and treasures us as he treasures his own life.
所以在这里讲神的份，神的产业就是以色列。
And so the Lord's portion, the Lord's inheritance are the people of Israel.
那既然他们是神的产业，神怎么看顾他们呢？
And since they are the Lord's inheritance, how does the Lord care for them?
如果我们回到第十节。
Let's turn back to verse 10.
这个神看见他在旷野、荒野、吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他。
This verse says that when the Lord found him in the wilderness, he encircled him, instructed him, and kept him as the apple of his eye.
所以神虽然看不见，
although God is unseen,
但是神天天都看到我们。
He sees us every single day.
我们属灵的历程好像是一个旷野。
Our spiritual journey is like traveling through the wilderness.
那这个野兽是什么？
And who are the beasts?
圣经里面说魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，到处游行，要寻找可吞之的人。
The Bible describes that the devil is like a prowling lion searching for those he can devour.
所以为什么我们信主几十年，今天还在信呢？
Why is it that we've believed in the Lord for decades and yet we still continue to persist?
如果我们的心进到灵界里面去认识神，我们才知道这个不是我们的功劳，这是神在保守我们。
If we look into the spiritual world, we can see that the fact that we're here after decades is actually through God'spreservation of us.
我们看约伯那个故事，神把篱笆稍微拿掉一点，约伯就魔鬼就进来攻击了。
And so we can see in the story of Job that when God removed the hedge around Job, Satan did his work.
所以我们今天是神在环绕我们。
And so today, the Lord encircles us.
我们每一天的生活都是神在带领我们。
Our daily life is under God's guidance.
那接下去说，神看顾他，好像眼中的瞳仁。
The verse says, He kept him as the apple of his eye.
圣经里面在描写我们自己在了解我身体里面最重要一部分就是眼睛的瞳仁。
What are the most vulnerable or precious parts of our body is the apple of our eye.
因为如果这个瞳仁能够保守得好，我们眼睛就看得见。
Because if we're able to preserve the apple of our eye than we are able to see.
哦，所以神真的在保护以色列百姓，好像啊，保护眼中的瞳人。
And so God's protection of the Israelites is as attentive as our protection of the apple of our eyes.
哦，所以这个第十节就是在描写神对以色列的爱。
And so verse 10, in essence, describes the love God has toward the Israelites.
神看见他，神围绕他，神看顾他，神保护他。
God sees them in the wilderness, he encircles them and keeps them as the apple of his eye.
啊，但是到十一节，我们就发现神对他们现在啊，有不同的操练。
But when we turn to verse 11, we can see that God has different expectations of his people.
这里讲如鹰搅动窝巢。
Here it uses the phrase, as an eagle stirs up its nest.
哦，我们知道这个鹰的巢，哦，常常是在这个，啊，悬崖的中间呢。
We know that eagles often build their nests very high and maybe at the edge of a cliff.
哦，呀。那这个小的鹰啊，雏鹰，小的鹰啊，那个老鹰就常常啊拿食物来给它吃。
And so when the little eagles are still young, the parent eagles will bring them food.
啊，然后到了一定程度以后，这个老鹰就要训练它开始飞翔。
But as the eagles grow to a certain size, then the parents will start to teach them how to fly.
啊，因为小鹰要懂得会飞翔，它才能够存活。
Because a little eagle needs to learn how to fly in order to survive.
啊，因此虽然老鹰非常爱小鹰，但是它一定要训练它自己会飞。
So although the parent eagles may care deeply for the little eagles, they absolutely must teach the little eagles how to fly.
那对小鹰来讲，啊，躲在窝巢里面，这个很温暖、很舒服啊，这个。他的啊，老鹰会给他东西吃。
And from the perspective of the little eagle, it's actually comfortable and secure and safe in the nest, and the parent eagles will always provide food for them.
啊，但是有一天他自己一定要独立。
But one day, this little eagle must become independent.
啊，因此这个小鹰老鹰就搅动窝巢。
And so the parent eagle is going to stir up the nest.
啊，也就是将这个窝巢动一动啊，就让小鹰就掉下来了。
And by stirring up this nest, this may encourage the little eagles to come out of the nest or even fall out of the nest.、
哦、那如果我们是那个小鹰啊，你就可以发现忽然间掉下来，哇，这个是很危险的。
You can probably imagine as a little eagle, if you suddenly find yourself falling, it's probably pretty dangerous and scary.
啊，赶快就把翅膀展开来。要开始飞
，and the reflex maybe to open your wings and attempt to fly.
啊，但是因为太小了，可能动了两下，它就没有力量了。
But because little eagle is small, perhaps flapping twice, they run out of energy.
但是在这个时候，他就看老鹰冲到他的下面，用两个翅膀把它接住。
But at that moment, then the parent eagle can soar underneath and then catch the little eagle.
啊，然后再把它带到巢里面去。
And then bring them back into the nest.
好，这样每一天搅动窝巢，每一天训练它。
And so every day the eagles may stir up the nest and then train the little eagle fly.
今天可能翅膀摆三下，明天可能摆五下，这样一直在进步。
Perhaps today the little eagles can flap their wings three times, and tomorrow it'll be five times.
可能经过几个月以后，哇，它的翅膀能够继续摆了。
And perhaps after a few months, then their wings can flap continuously.
那它就可以成熟，它就可以独立。
Then they can mature and grow and become independent.
啊，它就可以过自己的生活。
And this little eagle can grow and live its own life.
啊，所以神对以色列百姓除了非常爱他们之外，神要训练他们懂得。过一个有力量的生活。
And so the Lord Jesus loves his people very much, and he wants them to be trained so that they can understand that they can live a strong life of faith.
啊，因此啊，在 出埃及以后在旷野地啊，神就一直在操练，好像鹰搅动锅草。
And so after they left Egypt, God continuously trained them in the wilderness, just as an eagle stirs up its nest.
啊，一直到他们可以独自依靠神进到流奶与蜜之地。
Until they can become independent and enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，因为神有无穷的能力。
Because God has unlimited power.
神无时无刻都是同在的。
And he is omniscient and omnipresent.
啊，那他们要懂得依靠神，才能够进到神应许给他们那一块地。
And they need to know and understand how to rely on God in order to take hold of this promised land.
今天那一块流奶与蜜之地是什么？
And today, what is this land that is flowing with milk and honey?
啊，我们受洗就归入主耶稣的名下。
When we are baptized, we belong to Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣出来传道的第一个讯息，天国近了。
The first message Jesus preached was that the kingdom of heaven is near.
好，所以我们归入主耶稣的名下，主耶稣要把我们带到哪里去？
And so as we come under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where does he plan to take us?
啊，他最后要把我们带到天国。
He wants to take us in the end to the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣说，我去为你们预备地方。
And that's why our Lord Jesus said,that I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
啊，我如果预备好，我就要下来来接你们回去。
And when I am done preparing that place, I will come back and take you there with me.
啊，叫我在哪里，你也在哪里。
And so that wherever I am, you will be there too.
啊，因此我们在信仰生活这个过程，啊，神很爱我们，啊，但是神一直要操练我们。要懂得依靠神，啊，这样来进到流奶与蜜之地。
And so through our journey of faith, our Lord loves us very much, and so he wants to train us so that we know how to rely upon him, so that we can enter the land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，因此有时候我们常常发现哦，受洗之前哦，啊，好像体验很多神的恩典，但是受洗之后，好像啊。一直遇到困难。
Perhaps we may have the experience where prior to baptism we can experience God's grace and His blessings, but then after we are baptized, somehow it feels like life got harder.
啊，所以有一个信徒，他受洗以后啊，一直遇到神的操练。
There was one believer who, after they were baptized, felt that they kept encountering hardships.
哦，所以他就一直问工人啊，为什么我当初洗礼的时候没有告诉我会遇见这些事情
？And so, this new believer spoke to some of the ministers and said, "Why is it that before I was baptized, I wasn't warned that I might encounter these types of challenges?"
哦，那这一些操练的过程就是鹰搅动锅巢啊，要训练我们成熟，会依靠神。
But the view that we should take of these hardships should be that it's like an eagle stirring up its nest, that by doing so, we are trained and we're able to learn how to rely on God.
那一直依靠到我们回到天国为止。
And by relying on him continuously, then we can return home to our heavenly kingdom.
啊，那主耶稣也说，啊，神的国就在你的心里面。
Jesus has also said that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
啊。所以这个天国不只是我们死的时候啊才可以去到那个地方。
So the heavenly kingdom is not just a place you go to after you've left this world.
啊，主耶稣说神的国就在你的心里。
But Jesus reminds us that the kingdom of God is right there in your heart.
啊，那神的国实现有什么体验呢？
And when the kingdom of God makes its presence known, what is that like?
啊，如果我们看罗马书十四章十七节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
啊，罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
啊，请。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
啊，这里讲神的国在乎公义。平安喜乐。
here it describes that the kingdom of God consists of righteousness, peace, and joy.
啊，什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
一切在神看都是对的。
That is something that in God's view is correct.
啊，因为神的国是神在做王。
Because God, the kingdom of God is where God is the ruler.
啊，神用他的话在统治他的百姓。
And he uses his words to tell his people what to do.
因此我们遵照神的话来生活，啊，我们在神面前就是有公义。
And so if we live our lives according to God's teachings, then before the Lord, then this is righteousness.
啊，神的旨意是完全对的。
God's will is unequivocally correct.
啊，所以我们照着神的旨意来生活，我们就有公义。
And so if we live our lives according to God's word, then it is considered righteous.
啊，那有公义，罪就不在我们心里，罪就不会控制我们。
And so when our lives are righteous, then sin has no place in our hearts and cannot control us.
我们就有真正的自由。
And so then we can be truly free.
可以做我们喜欢做的，能够不做，啊，神看是不对的。
That we can do what we feel is right and we don't do what God feels is wrong.
啊，公义的结果就是平安。
And so the result of such righteousness is peace.
因为有神同在，我们就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
Because with God's abidance, then we don't feel worry or fear.
啊，那个就是平安。
And that is peace.
啊，神的国要被神的灵充满。
And so the Spirit of God fills the entirety of his kingdom.
所以我们的心要被神的灵充满，就充满着喜乐。
And so when our hearts are filled with God's Spirit, it will be filled with joy.
啊，所以那块应许之地，流奶与蜜之地，就在我们心里。
And so that promised land, that land that's flowing with milk and honey is actually right there in your hearts.
那有时候我们常常想，为什么圣经讲得这么好，但是我受洗到现在都没有这个感觉呢？
We might think to ourselves, well, that's all well and good, and it sounds nice, but why is it I haven't experienced it?
啊，这个就是要进到迦南地。
And so this is the process by which we enter the land of Canaan.
所以我们的信仰生活就是一直在操练，让我们的心能够完完全全进到神的国里面。
And so our journey of faith involves multiple training sessions so that we can make our way slowly into the land of Canaan.
啊，因此啊，在这个过程，我们就感觉到好像鹰在搅动窝巢。
And so, as we are trained, this experience may feel like an eagle stirring up its nest.
啊，我们好像从那个啊安乐窝里面掉下来，哇，好危险。
It might feel very startling and fearsome when we fall away from the nest.
哦，那神在哪里？
And we may feel, well, where's God?
哦，那这样啊，我们这样一直操练，操练到最后啊，我们的信心越来越完整。
And by multiple experiences of these type of training, then our faith can become more complete.
啊，我们对神有完全的信靠。
And that we can rely completely on the Lord and trust Him completely.
眼睛只是注目看神的应许，神的同在。
And that our eyes are fixed upon God's promise and His abidance.
我们一生就是交托给神，信靠神，这样过每一天的生活。
And so that our whole lives, we can look to Him and rely on Him and for His guidance and protection.
当我们的信仰达到这样程度的时候，啊，我们就啊，生活就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And so when we attain this, then our lives are filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
啊，那这个叫做在地如天。
And this is what it means when we say that there is heaven on earth.
啊，怎么有可能地上能够如天呢？
How is it possible that there could be anything that's like heaven upon earth?
因为天国近啊。
Because the heavenly kingdom is near.
啊，借着主耶稣的救恩，天国要临到我们内心。
And through the salvation provided by Jesus Christ, the heavenly kingdom can come into our hearts.
啊，所以啊，我们每一天就是要走这一条旷野路。
And so every day we are walking in this wilderness.
好，那我们就在想哦，以色列百姓在跨过红海跟跨过约旦河，到底这个有什么不同？
And so we might think, like, what is the difference between the Israelites' experience of crossing the Red Sea, as compared to crossing the River Jordan?
哦，因为这个旷野他们走了四十年。
Because they have spent 40 years in the wilderness.
啊，我们就发现，哎，这个四十年以色列百姓改变了很多。
And we may find, that the Israelites themselves changed tremendously during this period of time.
啊。我们现在来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记的十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记十四章，他们来到红海的旁边。
In Exodus chapter 14, the Israelites arrived at the edge of the Red Sea.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
And
verse 11. Then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Verse 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
所以他们还没有走旷野路之前，面对红海，第一个非常害怕。
And so before the Israelites, you know, walked through the wilderness for 40 years, when they encountered the Red Sea, they responded with fear.
第二个。充满着埋怨。
And then secondly, they were full of complaints.
所以他宁可服侍埃及人做奴隶。
They said that they would rather be slaves to the Egyptians and serve them instead.
因为他们还没有在旷野操练过。
And it's because they haven't yet, trained and learned and matured from the wilderness.
所以一个人信仰只是受洗，没有操练过，遇到困难常常会埋怨神，因为对神只是一种听见一种知识上没有实际的体验。
And so often when we first come to believe in the Lord, without having gone through these hardships and training, our first response to these types of challenges might be fear or complaints.
当然他们出了埃及以后过了不多久就来到了西乃旷野。
And so, not long after they departed Egypt, they arrived at the wilderness at Sinai.
然后在那个地方就看到神颁布律法给他们。
And at that place, they saw that God gave them the commandments and the law.
看到在那个地方神很有能力的降临。
And they were able to see the power and awesomeness of God as he descended upon the mountain.
好，然后到第二年他们就开始往前行。
And they continued to go march forward for 2 years.
过了不多久他们就到了迦南地的旁边。
And not long after, they arrived at the edge of the land of Canaan.
也就是说，神已经要把他们带进埃及地，带进这个迦南地了。
That is to say, God was ready to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
但是他们能不能进去呢？
But were they able to enter?
我们现在看申命记的第一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
申命记第一章的十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19. So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea.
Verse
20. And I said to you, You have come to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us.
21节。
21. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged.
这里讲过了不多久，他们就来到迦南地旁边。
So these verses describe how the Israelites, after not too much time, were at the edge of Canaan.
那到迦南地旁边之前，19节大经过大而可怕的旷野。
And so they said before, you know, they had just crossed through the terrible wilderness from Horeb.
在这个大而可怕的旷野他们就看到神怎么供给他们的需要。
And through that journey, they were able to see how God provided for all their needs.
给他们玛拿吃。
That God gave them manna to consume.
磐石流出水来。
And that he provided water through rocks.
这个都是非常大的神迹啊。
These are all great miracles provided by God.
然后云柱火柱带领他们。
And the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire guided them.
所以这一些体验就是告诉神是真的，神与他们同在，神是可靠的。
And all these experiences prove and show to the Israelites that God is true, God can be relied upon, and God is there.
那现在到迦南地旁边，他们愿意不愿意依靠神去得到这一块地呢？
Now that they're at the edge of Canaan, are they willing to rely on God to take hold of this land?
如果我们看26节。
If we read verse 26, Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God.
27节
Verse 27, And you complained in your tents and said, Because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us.
所以我们看在过红海的时候，那个时候埋怨神。现在已经到迦南地旁边，他们好像没有改变多少。
And so we can see that they complained when they were about to cross the Red Sea, and even after they arrived at the edge of Canaan, they were still complaining as if they hadn't changed much.
只有两个人，他们从这个过程当中，他们了解，他们体验到，我们只要靠神，我们一定可以得胜，我们一定可以进去。
There were only two people who looked at the experiences they had and realized that they could rely upon God completely.
所以今天为什么神在操练我们的信仰？
So why is it today that God is testing our faith?
因为神要我们对他有完全的信心，完全的信靠。
It's because God wants to complete our faith in him and so that we can wholeheartedly rely on him.
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Jesus has said, you who are heavy laden, can lay your burdens with me.
我就让你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
但是我们虽然信主很久，我们还是劳苦担重担。
However, although we have believed in the Lord for a long time, we still bear our burdens on our own.
为什么在主里我们得不着安息呢？
Why is it that we're not able to obtain rest in our Lord?
我们知道有神。
We know that there's a God.
我们知道神无所不能。
And we know that God is all powerful.
但是等我们本身遇到困难。
But when we personally encounter a hardship,
我们却没有依靠神的信心。
We don't have the faith to actually rely on God to help us.
我们缺乏了对神一种交托的信靠。
We lack this attitude of sort of giving our burdens to the Lord and relying on Him and trusting Him.
所以我们还是在劳苦，还是背重担，那个迦南地还是没有实现在我们内心。
And so because we cannot let go of that, then the land of Canaan, the heavenly kingdom, doesn't appear in our hearts.
其实如果我们对神有信心，很快我们就可以到达迦南地。
In actuality, if we had our complete faith in our Lord, then we can get to the land of Canaan very quickly.
那因为他们不愿意进去，所以在旷野再绕40年。
And at this juncture, because the Israelites refused to enter, that's how they ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
那现在我们看第八章。
Now let's turn to chapter 8 of Deuteronomy.
第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8,
15节,
verse 15. Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which there were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water? Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock?
这个地方讲，带领你们经过火蛇、蝎子、干旱、无水之地。
Here it describes the types of challenges that the Israelites encountered as they went through the wilderness, fiery serpents and scorpions.
但是没有减少。
But God's grace for them, was abundant.
所以给从磐石流水，然后是玛纳给你们吃。
And so there was water from the rock, and there was manna for your food.
16节。
Verse 16.
我要苦练你，试炼你，叫你终脚享福。
Who fed you, and which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and he might test you to do good.
所以在这个操练当中，最后他们终于懂得信靠神、依靠神、跟着神在走。
And so finally, after all these challenges, they were able to learn how to rely on God, to trust him, and to be guided by him.
所以摩西他们带到迦南地旁边，他们就要过约旦了。
And so when they were brought to the Jordan River, they were ready to cross it.
所以大家都很安静。
And so everyone was quiet.
没有人埋怨神。
Nobody complained against God then.
都很顺服。
And everyone was very submissive.
约柜走在前面，跟着后面走。
And the Ark of the Covenant, was at the front, and everyone followed behind it.
真的，他们进到了流奶与蜜之地。
And indeed, at that point, they were ready to enter the land flowing with milk and honey.
那些困难怎么办呢？
But what about all the hardships that they went through?
第一次，他们所怕很多事情，所以不敢去进，那些困难怎么办呢？
What are we going to do about all the hardships that they used to be afraid of?
我们就在圣经里面，约书亚记看到神为他们解决了一切的困难。
In the book of Joshua records how God resolved each and every one of those hardships for them.
所以我们的信仰生活，虽然神对我们的爱同在没有减少，但是有时候还是会经历操练。
And so in our journey of faith, sometimes, although the Lord's love has not declined,we may still encounter challenges and hardships.
就是让我们懂得专心依靠神。
And these experiences are meant to teach us how to wholeheartedly, rely on the Lord.
当我们信仰能够成熟到那个程度，我们的心就是有迦南地的实现。
And when our faith has grown and matured, then we can enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
是丰盛的，也是甜美的。
It is an abundant land. It is a sweet and wonderful land.
唱诗。
Let's sing it.